Well, I was doing some searching on YouTube and found a guy out in California that was doing cliffside high-end real estate properties. And the only way to get the ideal shot for him was to do it from the shoreline or out in the ocean. And obviously that created some issues. He found that he could hook up a drone helicopter with a high-end video camera and then shoot back at the house, creating the most dramatic effect possible. When I saw that, I realized, hey, there's a lot of properties here in the Midwest and Cincinnati, Ohio area that could also benefit from that same type of point of view. People wanted to see generally what's around that property that doesn't show up in a traditional real estate shot.
That is just such a smart idea. What kind of remote-controlled aircraft and video equipment are you using?
I use a Blade 350 QX. Just came out last year. It's a very easy-to-fly four-blade helicopter. And then it actually has a GoPro mount built right into it when you buy it right out of the box. And then I use a GoPro Silver Edition HD video camera, the same that they use in the Olympic Games, and it has a HD video mode on it that takes excellent shots, both still shots and video shots.
You get really high-quality video. Can you walk me through what one of the tours is like?
Sure. What we like to do is I like to start on the ground level so people can see that this is a real live drone helicopter. It's not something that's being coming in from an airport somewhere. So I started on the ground in a driveway. We get it up to, you know, about 50 to 75 feet. I like to take a pass around the home. It's not a super detailed shot. It's more of just an overview to get the idea of what this house looks like or a farm looks like from above. We do a 360 panorama so that people can see what's surrounding that home or that farm. And then I like to take it up a little higher to give a higher point of view to see, you know, what kind of properties around. Can you see a power line? Can you see any kind of water towers? Is there, you know, a chemical plant in the backyard?
Right.
I want people to see, what are they really getting? I mean, you can see some of these things from Google Maps and from the county auditor's websites, but this gives you a 3D perspective because you're seeing it almost like in a first-person point of view.
They've been doing aerial home tours like this, as you said, in places like California for a long time, but it's new to our area. What's the reaction been like?
Well, the reaction has been incredible. We've had a ton of phone calls and emails, even from people outside the city of Cincinnati area that want to know more about the equipment we're using, how the reaction's been. They want to know, have we actually sold homes from the tour? Our first house that we filmed about 2 weeks ago just went under contract this week to sell in the $575,000 price range. So people, I think, you know, whether it's sold directly because of that, I can't say, but I do know that people love to see the videos.
Do you think more realtors will be using this approach?
Based upon the reaction of the Federal Aviation Administration, they are starting to supposedly crack down on real estate agents using this technology because there's no official laws out there yet. There are FAA guidelines that say that you cannot do it for commercial purposes. My company does not charge anything for this service. I do it as a hobby and as something fun that I can do to add value to a customer experience, but we do not charge for the service.
I understand.
The jury's still out. We don't have an official ruling, but I don't know if a lot of real estate agents are going to jump into that knowing that there's still uncertainty in the guidelines out there.
Derek Tighe, good luck with the project. Thanks for sharing your story.
You're welcome.